Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show known as Let Us Wake Up. I'm going to read my scripture. I'm going to take it from Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. The Bible says unto us that in this month of Elul, we are in the month of Elul, where we fast and we seek God for 40 days. This month of Elul begins with a very important point of time, appointed time, which begins this month. It always falls around August or sometimes September, but this time it has fallen in this month of August. So we see that God formed the body of Adam and he breathed the breath of life into this body that contained Adam's loins. Now the breath of God that was breathed into Adam's body, in Adam's body there was something that is known as loins. And the loins in Adam's body, which is the part of the loins, starts around from the side of the ribs and it goes all the way to the waist, and also in the part of the area which is the sexual reproductive part of the man, that is called the loins. And the intentions of God's purpose was already concealed in the loins. In the loins, there were 72 nations. The very first nations that literally through which we all populate from, the world populated or generated out of the 72 nations. These 72 nations were concealed in the loins of Adam. Now, these 72 nations, when you reach the time when the children of Adam built a Tower of Babel and the leader of it was called Nimrod, by this time when God saw that the children of Adam were rebelling against him and they were using the language or the culture known as Hebrew. So God says, if I allow them to use the culture or the Hebraic culture to unite to overthrow my purpose in their lives, it won't be good. So he confused them. After confusing them, this is when the 72 nations were divided. Literally, people were casted, and 72 nations, which became the many nations in the world, which all nations that populated countries, languages, and tribes and cultures, they all derive from, they have their root from these 72 expressions that were in Adam. In fact, in Hebrew, the name of God, the main name of God, has 72 expressions. When God breathed the breath, which is called Ruach, and in the Ruach was a Neshama, and in that Ruach there was also a Nefesh. So the Neshama is the Spirit of God, which is the wind of God. And in this breath contained the breath, which is the wind, the Spirit, also there was Neshama, which is the soul. The word Neshama means the soul. And then in the Neshama, there was a Nefesh. The Nefesh is the flesh. And we have the body, which is contained of the flesh, the works of the flesh, adultery, envy, jealousy, unforgiveness. So that part which moves or behaves like an animal, animalistic nature in man, it's called the Nefesh or it's called the flesh. So in within Adam, in the soul, spirit, and the Nefesh, there was 72 expressions, which are the origin expressions of God in the spirit, which are known as the 72 dimensions or the 72 names that pertains to God's name, which has 72 names. When Israel was established as a nation and a kingdom, then God gave a court, and the court of leadership that governs all the nations of the earth. Remember, all nations derive and populated out of the 72 nations. So God gave a court which was known as the Sanhedrin, the court of Sanhedrin in Israel. And that court of Sanhedrin had 72 elders. 72 elders. When you read the book, it talks about that Moses was commanded to anoint or to send forth his spirit and let it fall upon the 70 elders. But remember, Moses was also an elder, and also the high priest Aaron was an elder. So you had 70 elders, and then when you add on Moses and then you add on Aaron, that makes number 72. So Israel had a court of Sanhedrin that governed and ruled over all the nations. So when God wanted to command a nation in the different part of the world, in the other side of the corner of the world, he literally went through Israel, and the Israelites prayed, and that leader pertaining to that nation literally was given the utterance prophetically to govern that nation. So there were 72 nations, and there was a disunity on the Tower of Babel, the building of the Tower of Babel. They were scattered, disunited. But when the Holy Spirit fell upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, these nations were united. In fact, they gathered from all different countries and they came. There were 72 nations. God told Moses to translate the Torah into 72 languages, because God was not only intending to give the Torah as a book of instructions only to Israel, but Israel was the Judaism, the tribe of Judah, which took first, which accepted first the commandments of God on behalf of the 72 nations. So we are looking at God breathing in Adam the breath of life, which became 72 nations. And these nations now became 72 spirits and 72 demons and 72 wild expressions. But in the month of Elul, when we fast and pray, we seek God to restore, to renew, and to bring back into one love, in one unity, into that first love. When God breathed in Adam the breath of life, we pray as Levites to cleanse, to pray, to purge. If my people that are called by my name shall pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and I will come and I forgive their sins. And I will definitely heal. Heal who? Only those who are praying? No. Heal the land. Heal the land, says Jehovah. Heal the land, says Hashem. Heal the land, says Adonai. Hallelujah. He will come and heal the land. So God is calling upon those who know his name, those who are marked, who are reckoned with his name. And they will pray, seek his face, repent of the sins that are committed in the nations. And he will heal the land. Hallelujah. 40 days of seeking God, so that God may heal the 72 nations that scattered into many, 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 and populated the world into many, many nations. God bless Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse. Hallelujah. In the land of Ham, the land of Cush, I'm saying God bless.